So we were hoping to provide the city council with a report kind of documenting everything that we've seen from our observations, analysis, and then also strategies moving forward. Why we need that to be adopted is so that it can be a publicly recorded document that everybody knows this is what's moving forward. But it's also something from like the general public, the private sector that sees, great, the city council is backing downtown. We know it's a movement. We know it's a thing. When we first got here, it was kind of chasing squirrels and looking at shiny, bright objects that are distracting. So this is a way to kind of put everything in a nice little checklist, start moving down that, and let people play in the sandbox however they feel they want to.
Are there any finer points that you can detail at this point in some of that, I guess? Long story short.
How so?
Yeah, well, I mean, is there any, like, thumbnail sketch in terms of what that document says?
Oh,
I mean, there's vacancies that need to be filled. Is it as simple as that?
I mean, so I guess what the checklist is in the back for is it's 4 years. This is how we work through the vacancies and what we know to be issues with the historic business district. We want to see those things polished up and beautiful again. We need programs to help out with that. We want to have fun downtown, so there's things that, whether it's events, signage, outdoor seating, there's things that we know we need to have down here. And then from a business standpoint, it also outlines, we want to help the people that are here. It's not just let's bring as many new businesses into town and forget about the old guys that have been here for 10, 20 years. So we want to also be able to kind of shine a light that there's assistance for businesses, there's assistance for building owners. That was the other piece of the puzzle that we talked today is, great, you've got a report. Hopefully that doesn't sit on the shelf. So right away we have programs so people can jump right in and get involved. We have Entrepreneur Workshop that's coming up July 24th from 5 to 7 at the Depot. So if people are looking to start a business, that's one way to get their foot in. We're also available for coaching, mentoring, helping people kind of jump through, you know, whatever hurdles or obstacles that they normally put up in front of them. We want to lower those so it becomes an easier place to do business and also a more profitable place to do business.